Welcome to Equipped in Grace, where we talk about following Jesus in the chaos of real life. I'm Vinny Pizarski, and if you've ever wondered how to bring your Sunday faith into your Monday meetings, your parenting, your relationships, or just your everyday mess, this podcast is for you. So let's get outside of the church pew and get equipped for discipleship in the wild world in which we live. At the end of our last episode, I said we'd be diving into another conversation with Jeff Chalfin about finding rest in Jesus amidst unrest and adversity in the workplace. However, due to the recording schedule for this episode falling on a holiday weekend, we found that neither one of us were available at the same time. So we're going to pin that conversation for now and come back to it at a later date. Having said that, I am still going to talk about how to face adversity and do so by using scripture to challenge a commonly held perspective that we have about adversity. The perspective in question is a metaphor we modern Westerners use a lot, which is sunshine equals good times and freedom, while dark clouds and rain equal hard times and oppression. If this metaphor isn't automatically ringing a bell for you, then just think of any number of songs when the singer describes a hardship they're going through by likening it to a storm or dark clouds or rain. You can also look at any number of movies that feature a battle or a breakup or a fight of some kind, and you'll notice that sunshine and storms often play a common role in the setting of those scenes. When things are going against the good guys, the lighting is dark and the environment is stormy. But the setting soon tends to brighten up and get pretty sunny as the protagonist gain the upper hand. The most famous example I can think of would be the Battle of Helm's Deep in The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers. And if you haven't seen it, then just nerd with me for a second. The good guys are trapped in their fortress, gathered for an impending battle against the forces of evil. And as the massive enemy army bears down upon their encampment, we hear the pinging of water drops against the helmets of the warriors gathered along the castle wall. The storm breaks out, rain pours down, all seems lost, and the odds are now undoubtedly against them. Until, at the last possible moment, on first light of the fifth day, for those of you who know the story, reinforcements arrive and turn the tide of the battle as the sun breaks through the clouds, signaling inevitable victory for the forces of good. Hopefully by now this is starting to ring a bell, but if not, just watch a few movies or listen to some breakup songs and you'll soon see what I mean. Sunshine equals good, rain equals bad. And in fairness, that seems intuitive enough, right? I mean, who hasn't had to cancel plans of outdoor fun and adventures due to some sudden onslaught of rain? So before I go any further, I should state I don't think this perspective is entirely wrong. I just also believe it's not the only way to look at it, especially when we consider rain in a biblical context. Here's an example. In the latter part of Matthew 5:45, Jesus is addressing a crowd and says, "God causes the sun to rise on the good and the evil, and sends rain on the righteous and unrighteous." Now, with our previous metaphor in mind, I would have originally read that to mean God brings blessing to people who know him and people who don't, as well as hard times on those who walk in his ways and those that don't. And where that is technically true, I want us to imagine the crowd that Jesus was originally talking to. They are likely common folk of that day who don't work in office buildings, but rather they work in fields as farmers. Now, if you're a farmer, rain has an entirely different meaning. You need rain. Rain is good. And if it doesn't rain, it doesn't matter how well you do any other part of your job. Your crops won't grow if you don't have rain. So, though it's true that both the righteous and unrighteous experience hardship, that's not actually what Jesus is saying here. He's only talking about God being good and generous to all people and that we should do the same. Now, I bring this up because many of the biblical authors, including Jesus, do challenge our idea of what is good for us and what it looks like to be blessed by God. Let's dive a little further and look at some more Bible verses. James 1:12 says, "Blessed is the one who endures trials, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life which God has promised to those who love him. Right away, you probably see the tension here. We are blessed when we go through trials and hard times. That probably seems odd, yet Jesus introduces this same tension in his own teachings when he says, "Blessed are the poor," or as some of the Gospels put it, "Blessed are the poor in spirit." You're blessed when you're poor? Again, that may seem strange to you, as it does to me, and as it did to Jesus' own followers, the disciples. But Jesus insists that being materially well off is not necessarily an indicator of being in God's will or part of his family. Rather, the Bible actually suggests that going through trials and hardship is a surer sign that God is with you and is trying to form your character. The writer of the book of Hebrews states, "Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as his children. For what children are not disciplined by their father? And if you are not disciplined, and everyone undergoes discipline, then you are not legitimate, not true sons and daughters at all." Pretty stark reality. But here's what I'm driving at, and here's why I'm challenging our perspective of rain. Like rain, we as humans tend to view the challenges, trials, and inconveniences of our lives as bad and attempt to avoid such situations as much as we can. Yet, just like rain on the farmlands, these trials and challenges are essential for our growth. Paul states in Romans 5, "Affliction produces endurance. Endurance produces proven character. Proven character produces hope." I think any of us who have been alive for more than a decade or so probably realize that we learn far more from our mistakes and grow far more as people as a result of hardship. God disciplines those he loves just as a parent disciplines their child. Those of you who are parents already know that parenting is only hard if you care and are invested in the growth and maturation of your children. Right? If you didn't care how your kids turned out, parenting would probably be a lot easier. And just like a parent who cares, God loves and deeply cares about us. And it's not to say he doesn't want to bless us with gifts and the things that we want or need, but he also knows that too much sunshine, too much easy living actually spoils us. And there are countless examples in the Bible of this happening to many different people. Just think of King David at the height of his kingdom. He had everything he wanted or needed, palaces, women, fame, victory in war. And yet it was at this moment that he committed adultery and murder. He forgot in all of his material abundance how to be poor in spirit. It was too much sunshine and not enough rain. His connection to God had dried up. So, if you're going through something hard, something that you wish wasn't part of your current reality, consider how God may be trying to use that to shape your own character. How might he be trying to grow you into someone who is more patient, more kind, more wise? If you don't know what God is after, then ask him. Pray to God about the situations you face and ask him to reveal how he wants you to grow in those trials. I have found that is a question that God is very happy to answer. In fact, let's pray right now. God, help us to reconsider the circumstances we'd rather avoid and seek your purpose in them. Let us trust in your hand and guidance to shape us into more mature, more loving, and more hopeful people. Thank you, Lord, for loving us enough to give us the things we need to live, but also challenges that we need to grow. Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. I hope this time has been a blessing to you and your walk with Jesus. New episodes of Equipped in Grace are posted every Wednesday at 8 a.m., so be sure to subscribe or follow this show on the podcast app of your choice to be notified of our latest content. Until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you. Bye-bye.